You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new study has shed light on the phenomenon of binaural beats, sounds which essentially evoke psychoactive effects within the brain. This is a very little known, there is very little known about binaural beats. So to gain some clarity, I spoke to the lead author of the study, Dr. Monica Barrett from RMIT University in Melbourne, about what they are exactly.
So the phenomenon of binaural beats has actually been known about for a really long time. In the 1800s, it was first discovered and then talked about in the scientific literature in the 70s and beyond. And what happens is if you present two tones separately in each ear, that's slightly different in their frequency. So one is slightly higher than the other one. Then the brain actually produces a third tone. It's an illusionary tone inside the brain. And this effect has been called binaural beats. And it's been claimed that they have effects on the brain in different ways, either potentially psychoactive effects, but also therapeutic effects. So there's been a bit of research around both of those.
Well, I guess you kind of sort of answered my next question was how long they've been around. But I do understand that binaural beats are quite popular on streaming platforms such as YouTube and Vimeo. So do you know how long they've been around in terms of the modern world?
Yeah, I think we started to see evidence of them of being available on YouTube and SoundCloud and all these sorts of platforms about sort of 10, 12 years ago, around 2010. So I know there was a bit of press around that time and a bit of concern because some of the tracks at that point were also marketed as having similar effects to prohibited substances, and there was concern around that time as to what that might mean. And then it died down a little bit, and it was really just when the pandemic happened a couple of years ago that our group was sort of interested in whether or not having to stay home and not go out might mean that people would want to engage more in pleasurable activities that could be elicited online or digitally, such as binaural beats and a number of other things. So that was when we thought we would try and, you know, insert these questions into our global drug survey. And also because, you know, there'd been all this anecdotal discussion, but there hadn't really been a survey to even find out whether anyone was even using them. You know, so that was a question that we had, I guess, a really basic one was, are they being used by people?
It's interesting that you bring up prohibited substances, because I guess that segues me into my next question. They've been called digital drugs. Could you please just explain this a bit?
So I guess, you know, typically a drug would be a substance that you consume, you somehow ingest into the body through a number of different routes of administration, a drug would then be something that would elicit an effect either on your brain or on your mood, or it could be a physical effect. This is sort of the way we think about drugs. So the idea of a digital drug that you could listen to something, obtain digitally a digital file, and experience similar effects to that of psychoactive drugs is what's spurned this sort of name of a digital drug. And I think it does challenge our idea about what is and is not a drug. And it's unclear whether or not binaural beats should be described as drugs, but certainly in the way that they are presented to people in some of these forms, that's the way they're presented as a digital experience that is not dissimilar to that of taking a drug.
I am reading here that some tracks have been named after ingestible drugs such as MDMA and cannabis, but it also has been related to studying or sleep therapy. So would you say that binaural beats definitely cover a wide range of purposes?
Yeah, so that's what the research that we looked at in preparing for doing the survey wanted to find out. In what fields have binaural beats been used? And we came across, I guess, two different classes of youth. One was as a medical therapy and one was more in this recreational sense. So it, as a medical therapy, a number of different conditions have been trial to be treated, including reduction of pain amongst chronic pain patients, and there's been some positive signs with evidence there showing that chronic pain patients would take less painkillers if they were also consuming these binaural beat tracks at a certain frequency. So this it basically was evidence that their pain was reduced such that they could take less medication. And reduction in anxiety, increase in concentration, these sorts of effects, and as you mentioned, sort of sleep and relaxation are the sorts of things that have been trialled medically. But the evidence is still emerging, and there's definitely, you know, issues with that evidence so far. I don't think it's a cut and dry case yet that, yes, this is something, you know, and it's not something you go to your doctor and they're going to give you a script for as yet. But, you know, I imagine if we do get to a point where we know that certain combinations of sounds can actually really influence someone in terms of reduction of anxiety, for example, then why wouldn't we also see these sorts of therapies being prescribed like we do see pharmaceutical drugs? So I think that area is really exciting, and it does show that there's something going on, as it's not a complete scam. But in terms of the recreational side, there's really been very little in terms of lab-based studies. We don't really know if the tracks that are being presented as similar to MDMA or similar to cannabis have any relationship in the brain to those sorts of experiences. That's I guess one of the bigger questions that hasn't been answered.
Quite an interesting point you make about the limited knowledge. Now, it's claimed that binaural beats can have a psychoactive effect on the brain, but you know, it's also claimed that there is limited research on their efficiency and safety as well. Is this something you would like to look into further?
I think yes. Broadly, we do need to look into it further, and the study that we've published today is really only just a scoping exercise to see, well, are people doing this? Is it something that's actually happening out there, and therefore do we need to look into it further? And I guess the answer is yes. People are using it. We've got thousands of people in this survey who report that they, you know, consume these binaural beat tracks for the purposes of changing their mood state. So they're doing it. The question is, you know, is it working for them? To know that, we really need to be looking at their brain waves, doing, you know, sort of controlled experiments. And that's not something that we were able to do with the Global Drug Survey, as it's simply a web survey. So that would be the sort of research that would be interesting to look at into the future.
Now, just for a final question, what was the most interesting finding about the survey that you conducted?
I think what was most interesting to me, as I'm primarily a drugs researcher, was that we had a number of participants who talked about combining psychedelic drugs, in particular DMT, LSD, etc., with these tracks. So they were, I guess, tripping with the music as well as with the drugs. And I think what that made me ponder is, as we know, many of these psychedelics are now being trialled as medicines, and they're being used in controlled environments to treat a number of different conditions across the world. And they're being treated in those therapy sessions. They actually have specifically designed music tracks. And I wonder whether or not there might be some use there for binaural beats actually in the use of psychedelics as therapy. So it could be that the combination actually augments the known effects of some of these drugs. So that was probably the thing I took away that mainly excited me about the study.
That was Dr. Monica Barrett from RMIT University in Melbourne speaking about binaural beats.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.